Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The American Secretary of State is in Israel for a two-day visit. His trip comes in the wake of Israel's attack on Hamas in Qatar. Marco Rubio has made clear Washington's disquiet over the Israeli action. Here's our State Department correspondent, Tom Bateman.
What Mr. Rubio is saying about this is he wants to hear from the Israelis what the plan is now and, crucially, what effect he says it could have on the efforts to free the hostages and ultimately to get that ceasefire deal in Gaza. Elsewhere, though, I think there will be a much stronger show of support and a visible show of support by the Americans with the Israeli leadership, particularly over the issue of the decision by Britain and France and other countries to recognise a Palestinian state, which is due to happen at the United Nations in New York a bit later this month.
Romania says it's deployed fighter jets to intercept a drone that entered its territory during a Russian attack on neighbouring Ukraine. Poland also launched aircraft after a second threat of drone strikes in the east of the country. More details from John Sudworth.
Romania's Ministry of Defence say that a drone was detected over Romanian territory and that they scrambled two F-16 fighter jets and issued a take cover warning to residents in that area. This is all down in the far southeastern part of Romania, where, of course, it has a border with Ukraine. Russia is thought to have been attacking nearby Ukrainian targets at the time, essentially Ukrainian infrastructure in that area, just on the other side of the border. No response from the Kremlin to this latest incident.
Libya's UN-backed government in Tripoli has reached an accord with one of the powerful armed groups polarising the country. Libya remains riven by years of factional unrest following the removal of its longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. Hugh Morgan has more details.
Neither the Radar Force nor the government has made any official comment, but an independent Libyan TV channel has posted a video on social media showing Defence Ministry forces at a radar-run airport. The group controls Mitiga Airport to the east of Tripoli, the only one handling commercial flights. It also runs prisons and detention centres. Under the agreement, brokered with the help of Turkey and the UN, these are likely to come under the authority of Libya's Attorney General's office.
Hugh Morgan with that report. Nepal's new Prime Minister, Sushila Kaki, has formally assumed office following her appointment in the wake of anti-government protests. In her first public comment since becoming the country's interim leader, Ms. Kaki vowed to heed protesters' demands to end corruption. She also confirmed that she would only hold office for 6 months, with fresh elections set for early March. BBC News. The sister of the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, has condemned joint military exercises by South Korea, the United States and Japan due to begin on Monday. Kim Yo-jung called the military exercises a reckless show of strength which could bring negative consequences. The allies say the naval, air and missile defence exercises are designed to better prepare against threats from the nuclear-armed North. The Australian government has committed $8 billion to upgrade shipyard facilities for future nuclear submarines and other vessels. In addition to servicing three American nuclear submarines already on order, the Henderson shipyard in Western Australia will eventually build landing craft and Japanese Mogami-class frigates. Australia's Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, said the facility was being built in the context of the AUKUS security partnership.
When complete, this precinct will deliver continuous naval shipbuilding and AUKUS here in WA. And today's investment is another way we're delivering record defence funding to bolster Australia's capabilities. We're investing in our capability and we're investing in our relationships.
American and Chinese officials are due to hold trade talks in Madrid, with tariffs and the future of the TikTok video platform likely topics. The US Treasury said joint efforts to combat money laundering would also be discussed. That's seen as a reference to Washington's wish for China to clamp down on shipments of technology goods to Russia. Terence Crawford of the United States has become the first boxer to be crowned undisputed world champion at three separate weight divisions by defeating the Mexican Saul Canelo Alvarez. The victory in the super welterweight division follows earlier victories at super lightweight and welterweight. Alvarez, the biggest star in boxing over the past decade, was confounded by the speed and agility of Crawford. That's the latest BBC News.